right. These Oracle fuckers are in town. Blocking off the normal route home. I've got to figure out how to get home. All right, let's at least get out of the alley. All right, if I don't turn left here, then I won't have to see or go near any of that bullshit. I can go up here. I'll just take the back way out and go back the way I came. Go through the Broadway tunnel. Turn on the air conditioning. Take a deep breath. Just trying to fucking swerve into me. Just like went around a car that had fucking stopped. No signal.
No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that corner, still down. I'm a North soldier. G slide, right down Sawyer. When we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up without that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bins. Got pants. If you hating, don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took a smart route, never been marked out. Should've been there, bro, should've been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 41 and mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be a boss, then you gotta pay costs. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where skinny curves strong hit.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. Late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night ballin', countin' up hundreds by the thousand.
I think I'm fucking stuck. This is a scam. This is a fucking prank show. Or this is the fucking feds on me or something. But I think I'm stuck behind that same fucking self-driving fucking car from this morning. It's still, I mean, it's definitely a Bolt. It's definitely like got all the fucking same shit up top, bolted to the top of it. But I don't know if it's mapping, if it's like a Google Maps thing, but like there are so many sensors stuck to this thing that it looks like a self-driving car. There's a bunch of fucking like, there's like sensors sticking off the front fenders. There's some fucking Ghostbusters shit up top. I made the wrong turn. This is not where I'm supposed to turn. This is not Broadway at all. It's Drum Street, where the fucking Yoshinoya used to be. I'm cold fucked up. This is bad. Oh, man. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take your own. You don't even trip with friends, say you ain't bringing Drake. You know what? All of the wit whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. In your premiere, please pass that Buddha sack. You hear we quit? No way, bullshit.
I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not in Sibelia. Like a rhinoceros, my speed is prosperous, and pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, the smooth beat will never bite. Bite.
Real good. The sun is directly in my face. My windshield is slightly dirty. But we're back on track.
King like BB on you, nigga, yeah. Rob a champagne pee. If it wasn't for the struggle, then I wouldn't be me. Call me Deuce or Dose, and it's same but pro. Got my aim from the scope, got the game by the throat.
Okay, yeah. You popped up on me by surprise. I see I never took you for the poppy type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over time. Pop it, flick it, drop a kiss in the location. I'ma pull up in that bulletproof spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you for a MC if you make it.
Wardrobe color groove out the sky. Ooh, in a group with the best rapper that's alive. Ooh, never turn my back on my slime. Ooh, I ain't wanna fuck the bit, but she was fine. Ooh, hold up, baby, let me take my time. Ooh, hard to get some head and try to drive. Ooh, jumping out the cake and that's surprising. Ooh, picking up the duffel bag like exercising. Ooh, bought my mom knew how could she deserve it. Ooh, right, this mate's perfect, but nobody's perfect. Ooh, Escobar not open for service. Ooh, send you to Dr. Miami for your surgery. Ooh.
Okay, you popped up on me by surprise. You see, I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights, I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it, drop a pin, send a location. I'ma pull up in that bulletproof spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you for an MC if you make it.
Ricardo TT on the cornet. Ooh, on the killer rappers, free and nigga units. Ooh, they talking chillin', watching Netflix. Ooh, I used to trap and watch bootlegs. Trench guard, really. Represent we the squad, really. Tank got the rolling, they'll get it. I used to sell drugs for a lip. Got me a job selling records. Had to eat a jeweler for a rip. Might buy a charm with the instrument. Might use the legs for a nip.
Okay, you popped up on me by surprise. I see I never took you for the popping type. Damn, it's 4 a.m., so please believe the hype. Hit the lights.
I'm way over top. Pop it, flick it. Double clicks in the location. I'ma pull up in that bullet coupe spaceship. Drop off a bag of some dangerous. I'ma hit you for wait and see if you make it.
A lot of traffic through here. This is. This is a bad fucking scene. That's what this is. Man. Flowing.
Cab over Pete with a
CW McCall got fucking bars.
Wiz heading for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down. By the time we got into Tulsa town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Mercy's sakes.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on here, yeah, 10-4 Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
CB Radio Day. Call in your handle of best CB chatter right now at 877-747-4967. And be listening for yourself tomorrow night with me.
J.J. Walker.
That's right.
Serious XM.
70s on 7. Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the Queen of Hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Because you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like the 90s on 9 on Sirius XM.
And the sign says, long-haired freaking people need not apply. So I took my hand under my hand.
Felt that way. Odds are I always will feel
membership card to get inside.
Still all good, let me show you what a thug about. I'm born to die. I took the out of 50, put him in my, and I ain't even got my feet wet yet. A seven-figure boy ain't seen a Roy D. Chet.
Love it, the underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine on you till my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me, I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you get to know me.
Love it, the underdogs on top.
I saw a dude on a rented scooter almost get smoked by an Audi.
Thank you. camera reported ahead.
Right, then we go down this big hill, and then what? I'm on a weird... It's like traffic is fucking terrible. It's taking me some very strange ways, and now I'm about to get back on track, but oh wait, there are a billion cars here. Oh, y'all fucking up. Just go straight and turn left. Don't turn left here. It's bad here. None of us need to wait at this light. We can just go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Time in traffic, 12 minutes.
It's saying it's going to take 12 minutes for me to get from... here to the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm, like, looking at the Golden Gate Bridge right now. Fuck, man. It's bad out here, y'all. It's bad. Don't fix wolves, fix these streets.
something nasty must have happened up here for there to be traffic right here. There's really no reason for it to be like this.
Sit in traffic, listen to Van Morrison, fuck it.
It's a farmer forum. We'll talk with farmers in Nebraska, Missouri, and Illinois. We'll get harvest updates, get their thoughts on the RFS, tax reform, trade, farm bill, and more. Be sure to join the conversation at Farmer Forum on AgriTalk, 1 p.m. Central on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, or on the Sirius XM app.
Doing the show today in leather pants, inside your radio, outside the barrel, Flint Rasmussen.
Oh, I love leather pants.
What?
It's a little musty sometimes. We have now a promo for this show, a lead-in by Bill Clinton. We can't, I mean, that's just solid gold right there. Damian Mason's invitation to Bill Clinton. Will we get sued, Shannon? Is there some kind of rights that we have to make a disclaimer that it really isn't Bill Clinton?
They're so busy with Hillary's email, they're not even going to worry about that.
No, they don't know. They don't know.
No.
Hillary's people listening in. Damian, hey, Shannon, I'll bring you in. He's good. You and I talk about this even off air. I'm pretty passionate about wackos that have no facts, that float. Now, and I brought this up. The water thing about it takes so much water to produce a pound of meat. I've heard like Bill Maher on HBO. That's their big thing. But the water's running down the ditch. Cows are drinking out of it. That's an insignificant fact.
Look, most of the earth is water. Yeah. You're not going to run out of water.
No, here's what it is. You know what it is?
Am I right?
It's a hydrologic cycle. That's what Damian called it. I wrote it down.
There you go.
It's a hydrologic cycle. My life is a hydrologic cycle. I can't even say it. Hydrologic cycle. It is. It kills me. Okay, so cows drink a certain amount of water. Well, but then they take into consideration, but to get the hay in the grass, you got to irrigate. And that they've somehow, taken an irrelevant point and made it relevant to people who don't know any better, that don't aren't around it every day. And it's the people that I don't walk into a lawyer's office and say, you're an idiot, here's how you should do your job. You know why? Because I don't know anything about being a lawyer. Even though I watch Law and Order quite a bit, I probably couldn't do that. However, people not involved in culture make decision are helping to make decisions about our livelihood in rural America, and they know nothing about it except something they read on the internet or some fact that some go made up about. Damien's good. He's coming on again. Look this at was this.
Barrel racing. Chuck, this is like clear, the Chuck dude. Wagon talk show. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. It's the best of from last year, according to the info here. It's the best of. Think about that.
Divide it. And there you go. You know me in history.
Mm-hmm.
So, me. I'm disappointed a little bit in Canada, which is rare, because I like Canadian. And I can't keep up with them. My liver cannot keep up with them. But Canada, the House of Commons, Shannon, the House of Commons vote is currently... however Canada works, making the national anthem of Canada gender neutral. I love the Canadian anthem. I have sung the Canadian anthem publicly a lot of times. But there's a line, true patriot love in all thy sons command. Right? Sounds okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To make it gender neutral in all of us command instead of in all thy sons command. In all thy sons is a historically, I guess when I hear that, I think of the people and the in all thy sons command. I don't think of men. Need to do this?
It says no,
we
don't. Sons right in it.
People have nothing better to do.
If you want to like look at what words mean.
I bet that the people an hour and a half north of me in Alberta, if you're listening right now, I'll bet you people in Alberta and Saskatchewan are a little on my side on this. I'm going to sing it. Listen, there's a good chance in Gillette, Wyoming at the National High School Rodeo Finals, in which my daughter Shelby will be competing because she was the Montana State all-around cowgirl. I may sing O Canada, and I'm singing it, true patriot love, in all thy sons command. That's how I'm going to sing it. I just sang on the radio. It is... Father, so Canada, please don't make me be disappointed in you. I like you. You're my friends. Don't change the anthem. It's a Father's Day weekend, as Shannon so enlightened me on. So tell your dads. Think of your dads
if your dads aren't around.
But if they are, call them.
Like, oh, don't they have anything better to do? Like, you're take them to literally radio, devoting
take them to the lake,
time on a
in Montana
radio
on
show
Father's Day weekend,
about
Saturday, Sunday. Everybody fishing.
Horse sports to it.
So take your dad fishing. So happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Stan. Grandpa Stan. Thanks to Damian Mason, Luke Branquino, Chad Berger. A lot of great things going on. And I'm Flint Rasmussen, everybody. Remember, once in a while, you got to think outside the barrel. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You've been listening to Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen. Outside the Barrel can be heard Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern.
You cry alone.
Lincoln was a different child before Brain Balance. Probably like 15 times a day he would have a fit.
Prior to Brain Balance, my...
any lane there is a bar for showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children having him behind his back, and the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange. Penny Lane is in my ears and in my eyes. There beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit and lean while back in Penny Lane. There is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Yeah, this traffic's shitty. I am almost on the Golden Gate Bridge. It's bad out. It's bad.
Pick the music on My Fab Four.
On the Beatles Channel.
I'm Beatles fan Sherry from Del Valle, Texas. My first song is She Loves You. I was 12 years old when my dad called me into the den to see this group of boys with long hair on the news. They called themselves the Beatles and sang yeah, yeah, yeah a lot. I thought they were dreamy. My first song, She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
Tribeca, right next to the narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway.
PC, fuck the ops. One time for Lil CJ, one time for Lil Rock. 50 rounds in that top. Niggas move, niggas drop. One time for Wando, we did that being in KY. Play with me, it's going down. Bitch, one time for Young Doc. One time for Cocaine Cash, nigga on top. One time for them, we got coming by the flock. Nigga, one time for a real nigga, Lee Hustle. And Lee could bustle. You a fool, you think Lee Tussle. My running back come from Cali and make these for them. Think I work at McDonald's, I make that cheese double. Think I make it Big Macs, I let that bread triple. I got a Big Mac, that bitch a shred, niggas. Saying my name, better stop while you ahead, for they look for your body and find nothing but your head, nigga. I don't wanna fuck if I can't get the head with it. You see the trophy, hoe, you talking to the breadwinner. Little ungrateful bastards, I can't stand niggas. Like I ain't playing parents' role when I fed niggas. Like, little nigga, I can do that shit with no effort. You know I do that shit with no effort. I can do this shit with no effort, nigga. Shout out to my niggas, cause they grind for on the shine. Shoes blood, red bottom, like they ride under the fine. And Guam with my bitch, we at V-Quay Hoyer. Niggas hatin', but ain't never been off U.S. soil. Nigga, this morning I started off my day with a map. And a prayer that I made it there and back. Bro, this your bitch. So why she sitting on my lap? Let that chop clap and push the nigga head off his neck. Was you watching the news? You saw them indictments? Okay, so you know I'm stating facts. Last niggas we was beefing with, man, I can't even think of what cemetery them niggas at. It'll come to me later, it's on the tip of my tongue. Nigga, I meet gangsters, Crips, Lords, and Bloods. Nigga, I meet plugs, talk over dinner about funds. Only thing you meet is three requirements for a crumb. You're a pussy niggas, homo. I ain't got no hoes. These bitches tired of fucking around with hobos. And still don't want to clock, that bitch long as a pogo. In Chicago and Soho, and feel like I'm Roro. Fuck nigga, I can get you knocked off with no effort. The clip hanging out tonight like it ain't no tether. Girl say when she with me, she get so wet. Say she like to throw that ass on the low catcher. All black and it's late night. Assault rifle, the state knife. Big 40 the nigga up, but the doc think was a great wife. Red bottoms on my feet like my shoes got brake lights. Fuck her and drop her off, no time for no date nights. Like, little baby, I can do that shit with no effort. You know I do this shit with no effort. Watch me do this shit with no effort, nigga.
Y'all know what this is.
You're listening to Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Nation.
Just hip hop hits. Hits on hits on hits, man. Period.
Yeah, homie, what you say? Home with a whoop, whop, and gunplay. A lot of homies shoot the J, but most of them prefer to shoot the K. Yeah, that's the good life. And where we come from, low, that's the hood life. When your mama and daddy go to set up out the moon while they swinging the cat. Bets on the set, tats on their neck. Streets sweep with the heat, yep, to stay on deck. I'm dazed and blazed, no confusing, I'm choosing this time with rage. Bring it out and bang it up, no doubt. Swing it out and let it up and bang that down. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
That's crazy, cuz. You know my whole life? I wanted to be a gangster, man. I just see my OG homeboys at King Park riding on bikes with they chains, with they flags on the end. See what was Stacey Adams, 501. That shit was fascinating. The Miles Davis, a gang banging, I'm track slanging, driving a fresh rock rental with blocks in them. I'm fresh out the county, I'm boxing them. Moved on up and bought a Continental, nigga was knocking it. Now I'm rocking it, 6-1 blocking it. If y'all ride by, my nigga, we cocking it. Popping on imposter, fake ass mobster. East side, nigga, no stopping us. My recipe is treachery. The best of me, nigga, the West to be. A better place with a wetter base. Put a 9mm in your fucking face and let you say your grace before you have a taste of reality. Set in, yeah, it's your fate. Now your homies at your funeral plotting on some get back, but you can't get back, cause nigga, you dead. Another sad gangster story. Use the ones with the territory. No nuts, no glory. No pain, no gain. Life for a nigga growing up in the game. Just playing them things. Drink and sell a little cocaine. Get locked up for a minute. Now we in it to win it. Now everybody know me. We're watching the making of a real OG. Yeah. They say if you watch something long enough, you'll become it. You know? They say imitation is the best form of flattery. That's what I was told. A lot of niggas is imitating this real gangster shit. You ain't cut from it. You dig? Yeah. Scaring all the white folks. Why staying on the right note? You can quote me if you want to. Don't say what you will do. Nigga, what you don't do. I'm live in the flesh. Hold him on Imperial, left 5 in his chest. Survive in the West is an everyday cycle. You never know what might go. Blame. Now how you like me now? Rip till you slip, Mr. Big Bad Wack. Yeah, it's
my chance to friend. I got ants in my pants and I need to dance. I go for broke, no joke. I gotta put my drink down.
He's got ants in his pants and he needs to dance.
See, I'ma take off, break off, and make up with the cash at the pad with a thick little bitch. He's super bad. Thanks, thanks. Futuristic. Snoop Dogg, I know. This is 4800.
Motherfucking Snoop Dogg never left, y'all.
Right now, rock with my man DJ Julian Romero.
Right now, though, it's that motherfucking evidence, man. Chase the clouds away. You know how it is, man. It's the soul assassins, motherfucker. Let's go.
Shit goes. I must be happy today. I must have chased the dark clouds away. I must have done something good that no one else saw, like help that lady cross the street.
Back to my
yeah. Nine selfish acts of love, not to get anything back, just to do it because.
No,
I'm happy today, got no ulterior motives. I scratch my 22s, but fuck it, I'ma keep rolling. Can't shit get me down, no sir, the world is mine, but I share.
Okay, it's also yours,
the tour is.
Wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom! From the cannon, the dragon. Try to read my mind, just imagine. Both can't do, very necessary. When digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, do like the one pizza tosser. Alone with the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I get the draw, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, like a dungeon dragon. I will put you in a turban and have it smelling like it's the most daily urine. Chocolatey choco, the chocolate chicken, the beer got diesel, my cheeks they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, buster, got the rhythm and the sink. About the old town, ripping up the sound just like a Richie Yo. I'll serve the vibe and check out the scenario.
Backspin-ter-loops.
Sometimes it's what's between the songs that sets the tone.
No ID. I'm thinking.
Classic hip hop interlude. Hit us up on Facebook,
SiriusXM Backspin, and let us know.
Look for the statue returning home, flying from abroad.
Oh no,
door. appreciate your time as always, and thanks for all the work you guys do.
No problem, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Justin Shaw from the Media Department of the Professional Radio Cowboys Association joining us on Western Sports.
Each weeping willow.
If you take the fact that all three guys and it became main eventers and world champions and all that stuff, I think that, yeah. Because, like it or not, Tully was never a world champion. Arn was never a world champion.
But they couldn't be because your world champion was Ric Flair.
Oh, well, gee. I wonder, but the Shield, all three of those guys.
It also contains stories because when Luger wanted to be champion, when Sting wanted to be champion, they broke off from the Four Horsemen to challenge Ric Flair. It made sense storyline-wise.
Yeah, but they didn't have to do that. They were a more dominant group. They never lost. I cannot remember a single time they lost as a faction. The Horsemen lost every War Games match.
But it's more than just wins and losses.
It's everything.
It's more than just championships.
Everything's out of
you're blowing my mind right now. 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Jeff in Virginia. Let's go. Jeff, what's going on, my friend?
I think you guys are bullshit. I think you're garbage.
What's up, Jeff?
You have bad things to say about wrestling, and it makes me angry. Thanks. I'll take my answer off the air.
I can understand Larry's position, but you're forgetting when Ole Anderson and his brother Gene was Minnesota Wrecking Crew. And I watched them as kids destroy everybody. When you take Ole Anderson and that mind that he had, when they put the Four Horsemen together, the original group, him and Arn and Tully and Rick, they were nobody, no dominant until Barry Windham come along. Period. So I agree that faction of the Horsemen were the group that should have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, but I do believe that Ole Anderson should have been there too. And I call complete bullshit why Ole Anderson wasn't there. Because you had all the politics with Savage, Hogan, Warrior, San Martino, and all of them. And look what happened. They let those guys in.
All right, Jeff, but that's not the question here. I agree with you. Your debate is a debate for another time, because I agree with you. Ole should be in the Hall of Fame, but there's reasons why he's not, and that's his relationship with the McMahon family. But
right.
the question at hand is this. Do you think that the Shield of Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns are bigger than the original Four Horsemen?
Absolutely not.
It's unfathomable that somebody thinks that way.
I'm an absolute huge fan of the Shield.
It blows your mind. It blows your mind that somebody can actually say it's almost like it's like a sin. It's breaking every rule as a wrestling fan to think that the Shield is bigger than the original Four Horsemen. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're exactly right.
Thank you, Jeff.
In the WWE, the Shield, hands down. I would put them over DX. I would put them over anybody.
And there you go, Jeff. To go back to your original point, Jeff took a long time to get there, but he got there. His original point is he agrees with both of us, that he agrees with me over the original Four Horsemen, but he does agree with you, Larry, and that he thinks that definitely the Shield is the greatest faction in the history of the WWE. And you want to know something, Larry?
Yeah.
I might agree with you on that point, too.
No, that point's accurate. No, I just opened it up for debate that you know, you can make the case that they're number two behind the Barry Horsemen, but they're definitely better than the only one.
But you understand. And listen, I know you, Larry. You're not somebody that just talks into a microphone to stir the pot.
No.
And you do stir the pot.
Yes.
I think we both do. But you understand what you stepped into, because you factually, you may be right. But you're stepping on to very holy ground when you bring up the name Four Horsemen. When you say greatest factions of all time, it's almost like you're talking about everybody but the Horsemen. Because the Horsemen are one, they're above everybody, you put them on a special place.
Right.
But then it's the argument about who's number two. But you're kind of jumping over all that.
Oh, yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Well, some people say LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan. People just hold on to their errors too long.
And I think that it's a generational thing, and that's why I think that this is honestly a fascinating and fair argument. 844-796-7874. It's got to David in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, this is it. That's definitely going my way.
David, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for the call. Yeah, you probably know from Greensboro where my mind is, and it's with the Ole, the original Horseman. And here's why. The earlier caller alluded to it. Ole and Gene Anderson were probably one of the best tag teams of all time. I would make that argument. And while Ole or Al Rogowski might have been an asshole as a wrestler, I mean, he seemed real. And you also need to realize that they were in an era.
Did I not get the memo that said, like,
when
you can swear on the wrestling show now? Like,
they were watching something real.
It's true.
And Ole Anderson was as real as it gets. Think about when they attacked Dusty in the cage at the Omni in Atlanta. One of the biggest, I've read where it took those guys like 30 minutes to get back to the locker room. Fans were, you know, hitting him, cutting him. I mean, they thought they were villains. And then my second point about including Ole is they were a lifestyle. I mean, they did not trade off when the cameras shut off. They traveled together. They partied. They gambled. It was a lifestyle that they lived off the camera. And with the whole thing about wins and defeats, we know that's not up to them. That's the writers. And at the time, I guess it was the Crockett's and the other promoters. But no, I've got to say, Ole and the Four Horsemen. In fact, I don't like any of the other Horsemen. Combination. After Ole, I won't say it went downhill, but there was a dramatic difference in the chemistry of the team.
And David, thank you so much for the phone call. And to be fair, the beatdown of Dusty in the cage happened 4 months prior to the Horsemen getting together. It was Ole and Arn and Ric Flair, but that wasn't officially an act by the Four Horsemen. But an act that did happen from the Four Horsemen was the attack of Dusty with the baseball bat in the parking lot of Crockett Promotions, which to me is something, again, when you talk about realism,
yeah.
Like watching that that's nothing, you can't compare that to anything that could happen today. And I think you have to factor those things in. Like, I think you have to factor the time in. I think you have to factor the realism. I think you have to factor in the influence, how certain moments from the Four Horsemen, the original Four Horsemen, still stick in your mind today. Not taking anything away from the Shield, I just do not put them in the same vein as the original Four.
Yeah, but you can't do it. You're giving too much credit for a bunch of fans in the Atlanta area being morons and trying to hop over a cage. You know, they're getting too much credit for that.
No, but no, you're wrong. And I think, and please don't take this to be disrespectful.
No.
Okay? But it's an ignorant comment by you, because being somebody that watched wrestling religiously at that time, that I didn't look at that and say, what are these morons doing trying to jump into that cage?
Yeah.
It was the passion and the emotion that they brought out. That's what that was. That's what that it was an example of. It wasn't about a bunch of idiotic fans trying to do something stupid. It's how realistic what was taking place in that cage and what was happening, the action of them beating the hell out of Dusty and breaking his leg, that drew that emotion from that crowd.
And do you remember the tension in the air when the Shield went face-to-face with the Wyatt family for the first time, or when they went face-to-face with Evolution? That's about as real of a reaction as you can get in 2016, 2014, whatever year it was, 2015, 2014.
And again, I take nothing away from that, and you have to compare the eras. You're not going to get that type of reaction that we saw in 1985. You're not getting that reaction in 2015, 2016. You're just not going to get it. And I think it's a good point by you, Larry. That face-off with the Shield and the Wyatts, like, you're not getting the passion and the emotion that you did with the original Four Horsemen, but in this era, that's probably as close as you can get.
The Shield made Eric Rowan mean something. Think about that. They made every match they were in mean something. You cared about every single match those guys had. Every single one. You know, you did it with the Horsemen,
no,
too.
No, I didn't.
But in today's era, that is even more impressive.
You can't keep the attention span of these people now for more than 2-3 months at an angle. They are so hot for these guys coming back. There is no group in WWE that would have been clamoring for them to get back together. People didn't want them to break up. I never wanted them to break up. They were amazing. I'm so excited that they're back. Get rid of the stupid t-shirts. Put back on the bulletproof vest. Let's start going through the crowd. Status again, man. I like it.
The Shield are teasing. They're coming back.
If Will and Grace can come back, the Shield can come
there
back.
There you go. Is it about the Shield and the Horsemen, or is it about one era against the other? We'll dissect when we're back right here. I'm Busted Open.
He's back. His songs. His stories.
Hi, Billy Joel here on the Billy Joel Channel on Sirius XM.
Gotta get back to the beginning. Here we go with the original theme.
The Billy Joel Channel returns for a limited time.
Where the audience goes crazy.
I was turning 40 years old, so I said, I'm gonna sum up headlines from my life.
The Billy Joel Channel on Sirius XM Spotlight, Channel 4, for a limited time.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that...
How was thinking about this song the other day. It's good. Those are my thoughts. Alright. Oh man. That was a much longer drive than I'd hoped, but that's how it goes, I guess. Have a good night. I'll see you later.